And up on Slate, cue the band. As 30-minute music hour, show number 122, The Get Rights. Start on camera 2, ready black, take black, ready up on 2, go.
It's the 30-minute music hour. I'm Andy Moore from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here's The Get Right.
Silver gets you in, then they want your goals. Only Lord Jesus, love you for your soul. I'd rather have Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus be my light when it's dark. I'd rather have Jesus be my light. Shine upon the way, all in the on Jesus too. Darkness in the day, I'd rather have Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus make up my dying bed. I'd rather have Jesus make up my dying. Make you ill, get you out of bed. Only Lord Jesus, raise you from the dead. I'd rather have Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you.
That was a song called Tin Roof Sky. This one is Gypsy Russian Rose.
Russian Rose. That was nice.
Thanks.
That was really nice. That's cut one. John Duxbury, maybe you could get a shot at that good-looking cover. That's cut one on the new record that's coming out in this fall.
Yep, November.
Tin Roof Sky coming out in November. Gypsy Russian Rose. Just beautiful. Who did the art on that anyway?
A friend of mine back home. He's done the last... Four or five of ours. Yeah. He just keeps coming up with different stuff and just let him have free range to.
Well, he delivers.
Come up with stuff. Yeah, he does. He does a great job.
Tom Feldman and the Get Rights, everybody. Why don't you introduce us to the rest of the trio?
Got Mr. Jed Stack on the drums, Mr. Paul Liebenau on the upright bass.
Terrific stuff. All together, you've been playing together for how long?
About 3.5 years now.
Mm-hmm. And you told me that you were really more into sports than music when you were growing up.
Oh, absolutely.
So how did you get attracted to gospel and the country music?
From
Rush at football practice.
I couldn't do the sports thing anymore because my knees are bad. And so that happened about 17, which I didn't have anything else to do. And so I started playing guitar and got really into blues, got really into Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker. And then from that, just... went into it.
Well, getting into John Lee Hooker and the blues like that suggests to me that you were playing the steel even before the acoustic. Is that how it went?
I actually was playing the acoustic, and I didn't really know what they were using you know, to get the sound they were, because I just had an acoustic guitar and I had no idea, you know, I grew up in the suburbs, what do I know, you know? And then I saw a picture of Sun House and I was like, oh, that's what they, you know, that's what makes that sound, you know, within the slide guitar stuff.
Right.
And so went out to Michigan and picked one up. And
did you teach yourself the slide?
Yep.
You taught yourself?
Yep.
So you came off the acoustic and taught yourself
the
slide?
Yep, so I was trying to do a slide guitar on the acoustic, and that just didn't work so
hot. Kind of a cul-de-sac?
That didn't work so hot. So anyway, I figured it out. I learned it. But I, you know, I needed to make the switch.
And the making of this record, that went pretty smooth?
That one went really smooth. Mm-hmm. That was,
no animals were hurt in the making of this record?
I think it was smooth. It was smooth for me. It was our fourth one together. So, yeah, it's getting easier and easier.
We didn't talk about this before we started, and I've never made a request on the fly, but it's my birthday, and would you consider singing Salvation?
Yeah.
You hesitated.
Well, I hesitated because I'm trying to think of what song that was.
Right there.
I know, I'm like, well, I'm wondering how would you know that song?
Well, I have my ways.
Okay. Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like if I got you on the spot here.
No, you didn't. You actually helped me out.
Oh, good. All right.
We'll do that after, not this next one, but the one after. Okay. Is that okay?
Or do you want, doesn't you sound it? Like you're going to do it at all.
I am going to do it.
You're going to, are you?
The thought process.
And the whole birthday thing, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it definitely matters. My thought process was, I wonder if he's thinking about a different song. So if I say yes.
Well, I shorthanded it.
Then I play the song that I
all right.
is that, and it's not that. Then you're going to be like, what a jerk.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
He said he'd play the song.
And he didn't play the song. Yeah, all right, okay. So now we're clear. So that's good. All right, so that'll be like the second song of
that
this next.
That will be.
Okay. So, all right, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's what a great way to spend it.
Good.
All right, glad you're here. All right, so get right.
This is a song called Broadway. By request for the birthday man. So it's not birthday boy anymore. Long since been.
see to be dark sometimes. Just keep on walking. Anyhow,
was the one?
Okay.
Well, we also have a pedal steel player that plays with us quite a bit, and he's back home. He's a instrument repair man, and he had a bunch of stuff to do, guitars to fix and whatnot, and we put out a CD over the winter called Pedal Steel Heaven, and this is that song, Pedal Steel Heaven.
Who's gonna play the train beat so well in heaven? The train beat in heaven. The train beat in heaven. And I don't wanna be the only one. So please say my prayer. Say my prayer. Well, Jesus, who's gonna slap the string bass?
Two train beat songs in a row, but you know, all right, so I don't mind doing two train beat songs in a row.
I'm also fine.
It's the drummer that
three in a row, and I don't have to.
Three in a row, it's too much. Well, this last song of ours came out about a year and a half ago on a disc called Sideshow Revival. And it's called Redeemed.
Time.